Hello, it's Monday, February 6th, and you're listening to Wing Radio. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
No nukes at the Super Bowl. No nukes at the Super Bowl. Repeat, repeat, no nuclear attack at the Super Bowl. Lisa, guess what? There was no nuclear attack at the Super Bowl yesterday. Can you believe it?
No, I just can't. I was hiding under the bed.
It's unbelievable how many people were passing around this thing about nukes at the Super Bowl, how it's going to be attacked. And
we had people calling us on the phone.
And these are good people that were calling us.
I mean, sincerely worried. And this is just a disgrace that the people that put this crap out did so and caused such major anxiety and worry.
One woman said that she actually had relatives going to the Super Bowl, and she asked us, should we tell them not to go to the Super Bowl because of this attack? I said, no.
Right. We kept telling people, no, you know, they're not going to kill their own.
Yeah. Tell them to go to the Super Bowl and enjoy themselves. Another guy lived in Michigan. He was worried that he was even going to be able to listen to this show on Monday again. I said, listen, we're going to be here Monday. You're going to be here Monday. Both the Super Bowl teams are going to be here on Monday. This is what's happening, folks. There's paid disinfo artists that are doing this. They're deliberately spreading hysteria and fear on the Internet to mess with your minds. And how many times, Lisa, how many times have we talked about this and told people to be wary of this, and they still flood the freaking Internet with this garbage?
I lost count a long time ago. I think it was last summer I lost count.
It's just unbelievable.
People, you have to start realizing what's going on around you. You know, when you hear these sensationalistic stories, you have to take them with a grain of salt. Yes. Use your head.
They're not going to tell us beforehand when there's going to be attack. Did they tell us beforehand about 9/11, Oklahoma City?
Look at Y2K.
Yeah, another hoax. And as Lisa said, they're not going to nuke their own. Who goes to the Super Bowl? Everyday people can't even afford the Super Bowl anymore.
Right.
It's the rich that go to the Super Bowl. Condoleezza Rice was there. Do you think they're going to nuke their own? People don't fall for this sensationalistic crap anymore.
And the morons that originated this garbage, this tripe, are laughing their asses off.
Yeah, the New World Order and the paid disinfo agents that sit there and do nothing but spread this around the Internet are laughing their asses off again. Just like they did with the Texas City, Texas, imminent nuclear attack that Greg Szymanski was spreading around.
Imminent in what lifetime?
Yeah, also the same as the Barbara Olson found, the Bush Cheney indicted, the
Chicago subway shootings.
On and on and on. Anyways, we would like to thank, or we would like to congratulate the Pittsburgh Steelers for winning Super Bowl 40. Also, the Rolling Stones, who put on a fantastic performance at halftime. It was a great game. And no nukes at the Super Bowl. We'll say it one last time. Now, Lisa, we have some breaking news.
Yeah, we do.
About Mr. Daryl Bradford Smith. There was a press release on Daryl Bradford Smith's site, naturally written by Eric Huffman-Schmidt, I'm sure. Read what they revealed.
Okay, it says, Genesis Communication Network contacted Daryl Bradford Smith this morning and informed him that he would no longer be doing the French Connection. That's this morning, February 6th.
Yep.
On GCN because he was creating too many problems with his programming.
That's the exact quote.
And it says, if you want to know the full story, listen to today's audio file for a full explanation. As of this recording of our show, the audio file is not yet up online.
Right. And Lisa also has something to say directly to Daryl in regard to our show.
Now, Daryl, considering that you're not a GCN company man any longer, are you ready now to come out publicly and tell everyone else what you told us on the phone?
If you are, there's an open forum. If you're going to still keep being a company man, well, take it somewhere else. We have no time for company men, do we?
How can he be a company man when the company
the company
doesn't want him?
The company just took a crap on his head.
Yeah.
Now, usually on Mondays we do a television show, but we had so much feedback.
Yeah.
From our Friday show about the Middle East that we decided to leave that show up until Friday. and we're instead doing the radio show. We're going to get to the comments here, the feedback, in a while. And I don't think we've had this much feedback in a long time about a show. So we're going to get to that in a little bit.
And it's still coming in, too.
That's right. Another big announcement. Last week, Michael Collins Piper started a radio show on the RBN radio network. He's on every Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock p.m. Central Time. This is a shot in the arm.
Oh, you better believe it.
That the alternative media needed. And we tuned in every single night so far since
we've
heard it, and we'll be tuning in. There's a little announcement on the Wing TV homepage, a little bit more information, and we couldn't be happier that he has his own radio show.
Yeah, you can
now
start your day with Frank Whalen.
Yep.
His fantastic show, and then you can close out the night with Michael Collins Piper. Excellent, excellent shows, yeah, both of them.
Right. Now, we also have an update about Mr. Peter Schenck, don't we?
Right. I got an email from Peter Schenck last Friday or Saturday, and he informed me that the Turner Radio Network has been temporarily shut down. This is what the statement is. It was temporarily shut down by the company that supplies the server for the internet broadcast. Apparently, they object to what they consider, quote, racist content of the Turner Radio Network. This is a breach of contract by the hosting company, and the name of the hosting company is unavailable at this time. So, apparently, Peter wasn't able to do his show last Friday, and there will possibly be no broadcast tonight, but you can check Peter's website for an update on that. It's Schenck Radio, SHANK Radio.com.
Very good.
And Hal Turner is going to have to find another company to host his network now. So.
Now, Lisa, a lot of people in the alternative media are always harping about Big Brother, the government Big Brother.
Uh-huh.
But you know what? It doesn't seem like the government is the one that's censoring and taking all these people off the air. Let's see, GCN just took Daryl Smith off the air. Peter Schenck and Hal Turner have been taken off the air. And then, what's going on with Wikipedia?
Well, the Serendipity website has been under some attack on Wikipedia. There's a campaign going on to smear the Serendipity website as anti-Semitic by a person calling himself or herself Bov, B-O-V.
Go ahead.
The attempt is to remove Wikipedia links to 9/11 pages on the Serendipity website, and really to remove the person who runs Serendipity as a 9/11 researcher because of supposedly offensive links. In other words, somebody doesn't agree with some of the information on the links, and so they want to get the person bounced off.
Lisa and myself have already gone onto the Wikipedia site and very adamantly stated how in opposition we are to this policy, and hopefully it'll have some impact.
Yeah, you know, I'm getting so sick and tired of these little word Nazis running around, you know, and shutting down open discussion, debate on public forums.
Yeah.
What are they so afraid of?
And as we've said before in our Alex Jones censorship articles, the government has never censored one word we've said. The CIA has never censored a word we said. The FBI has never censored a word we said. And our local law enforcement agents have never censored a word we've said.
Why do they have to? Because the people will do that for themselves.
Right. These own company men and these paid disinfo agents that receive money to do this, they're the ones that are censoring stuff. Look at how much and how often Alex Jones censors his archives. This isn't the government censoring it. This is Alex Jones. GCN is censoring. And on, Wikipedia, the server for Peter Schenck, down the line. These are the true censors.
Right.
And to divert attention away, you have creeps like Alex Jones blaming on Big Brother. Well, the first article we ever wrote about Alex Jones was called
Alex Jones equals Big Brother.
Yeah. You better start paying attention to who actually is
Yoo-hoo.
Doing the censorship. Also last week, Lisa, another breakthrough. Professor Jim Fetzer appeared on the Charles Goyette Show.
Right.
We listened to that
on
the MP3, and he laid it on the line, didn't he?
Yep, he went right down the line talking about the controlled demolitions of the World Trade Center, the reasons why the government's official version of what happened on 9/11 cannot, absolutely cannot have happened scientifically, common sense-wise, or any other way. So we're very much looking forward to having Professor Fetzer on our show.
And we appeared on him. We appeared with him last year on, what was the name of that show up in Wisconsin?
Oh, the Duke Skorich
show. Duke Skorich show. Yep. So it was Lisa, public myself, and Professor Fetzer.
Wisconsin Public Radio.
Right, and of course he's now with the 9/11 Scholars for Truth.
Right.
And to hear him now coming out, and what's that on? The Air America Network, I believe, right?
So.
Finally, Air America is stepping up to the plate and airing some actual 9/11
truth. You know, what's really funny is when we went through this whole campaign to contact all the media personalities on the various networks, including Air America, we got no response from almost all of them at Air America, including Charles Goyette, because I contacted him too.
Right.
No response from him, no response from most of the other people, and of course we know the Amy Goodman people, the Al Franken people, they responded, but they weren't going to touch it. Now, all of a sudden, they're dipping their toes in the water.
And you know, there's a lot of people very angry since you mentioned Amy Goodman that she hasn't mentioned a word yet.
Well, she's getting paid enough to keep her mouth shut.
Yeah. So all of these Libby Libs, the liberals out there that bow down at the altar of Amy Goodman, they're starting to finally get fed up too, and they're saying, what the hell is this woman doing? We have a chance to crack the veneer of the official story.
What's she doing? She's doing what she's getting paid to be doing.
That's right. Now, let's get to some of your comments about our show on Friday. And we don't have time nearly to cover all of them. But the first one here comes from a gentleman called LNC. And here's what he said about Friday's broadcast.
He was very, very kind. He said, this has been the most outstanding show I have ever seen of Wing TV.
Yeah, it was. This
Thank
is,
you, Alan.
That's right. This is what real radio, real TV, and real media should be. Not stuff to be out an infomercial to sell your products or to contain people in little corrals.
Or a vanity show.
That's right, right. Now, there's also a gentleman named Brian from Toronto, Canada. And listen what he had to say. Now, remember, our show Friday, if you haven't seen it, it's going to be up until Friday. Just click on the link up top, and it'll take you to another link, and you'll be able to listen to it there. But Brian from Canada says, I am Jewish, and I found all your remarks to be very fair and accurate about Zionism and the state of Israel. What do you think of that?
I think that's awesome.
Yeah. He also continued, your observations and recommendations in dealing with aid to Israel were 100% valid. Zionism has hurt Jews and Gentiles alike.
That's right.
There's a standing ovation right there from Brian in Canada.
Brian, thank you very much for speaking up.
We couldn't say it any better. Also, we got an email from Jeff, who's out in California, I believe. And this was his comments after last Friday's show. He says, in the event you have any doubt that NSA is monitoring your phones, emails, and website, you can be certain that after Friday's program, you are on their radar. And then Jeff continued, your website can be considered a crime under the Patriot Act 1 and 2, and also displaying your 9/11 control demolition banners in front of the White House would also be considered crimes.
Well, if that's the case, then
we're all criminals.
They never arrested us because we went and stood out in front of the White House two or three different times, twice, right up front, near the Secret Service and the Capitol Police. And
guess what? We're going to be down in Washington, D.C. again sometime this year. And guess what we're going to hold up in front of the White House
Our
again?
Our brand new banners.
Yep. This one is 15 feet long instead of 14 feet long. We have two of them, and we're going to continue to do everything we've been doing on our website. And if they want to listen to our phones and emails, well, they're not going to hear anything different.
You're right.
Than what they're hearing
Victor and
right
I
now.
Fighting.
They'll hear the same thing they're hearing right here on this show,
right,
because we're not talking about anything different off the show than we talk about on the show. Now, continuing on, John Kaminsky wrote an article.
I see.
And it's called Pain in the Brain. And you know what, Lisa? I agree with his sentiment in this. We have some problems with John not speaking out the way he should be in a lot of instances because that he's putting his own self-interest and putting traffic to his website above the truth. But
I think that's basically what he's doing here, too, why he even said anything.
Yeah. Well, he's being critical of, Mr. Jack Blood on the Genesis Radio Network. And I guess he recently appeared on Blood Show. Now, we won't know because we don't listen to phony company men anymore. But he but he said that he was very frustrated.
We can help it.
Yeah, he was very frustrated because he kept trying to talk about some very important issues on Blood's show. But he said it seemed like every time he did, Blood was trying to divert him away or deflect him away or prevent him from talking about these things.
Not Jack Blood.
Yeah. And so here's Kaminsky's exact words. I was deflected by either commercials, telephone callers, or, listen to this, the unwillingness of the host to go to certain places. Now, why do you think we gave Jack Blood the softball interview, Larry King interview of the year award last year? Because this guy, and I can remember when he used to do some kick-ass interviews.
No, now he does kick-ass fake food, enter food commercials for 20 minutes at a time.
Yeah, non-stop infomercials. But
and those are some hardcore infomercials, Victor.
Yeah, I sent an email to Blood yesterday and basically said, Jack, why don't you quit being a company man? Why don't you become independent? And why don't you start doing real shows? But I guess he feels safer under this little GCN umbrella. But you know what, Lisa? Here's the way GCN operates. We might as well finally disclose it to everyone. Here's what's happening there. It's owned by Ted Anderson, okay? And there's four people that are making money at GCN. Ted Anderson, of course, the owner.
Alex Jones,
Jeff Rentz, and Dave and Joyce Von Kleist.
Five.
Well, I consider them one person.
Okay.
So there's four people making money at GCN.
Four entities.
Yeah, four entities. And you know what all the rest of the people do there? They fill a seat and fill up time so that the network can play their commercials.
They're like
and make money.
They're filler. They're like the fluffer nutter between the bread.
You know how the elite in Washington, D.C., whenever they fly from one coast to the other, they call the middle part of the country flyover country? Well, all the other hosts on GCN are the flyovers. They're the ones that are just filling a seat so that Ted Anderson and GCN can fill up their time slots with commercials, so Ted can keep making money, and right. Alex and Rance and Yvonne Kleist
can keep
making money.
They should just turn those slots into entire hour-long just commercial feeds.
I mean, they don't even need the hosts.
Yeah.
Just make them one big long infomercial, which is, you know, what they've become anyway. So, you know, I mean, Daryl realized it that that's all it was. One of these days, hopefully, Blood's going to realize how much he's being used.
You know what Daryl's mistake was? While he had the opportunity and the audience of GCN, he should have laid it all out publicly like he did to us on the phone.
Absolutely.
And now he's lost that opportunity.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, that's what our biggest frustration is. People can't be phonies. Now, Lisa, I got another email over the weekend. And this guy runs a website. I can't remember which one it is. I'd never heard of it before. But he starts off and he says, yeah, of course the alternative media is infiltrated. He says, of course it is. But then he says, but we shouldn't be criticizing these people. Can you believe that? That's the mentality. He says, yeah, we're infiltrated.
What was his logic?
There is no logic.
Oh, we just shouldn't be?
Yeah, so we know it's
infiltrated. Now we're going to criticize you. You're an idiot.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even remember what the guy's name is, but it was, we're infiltrated, but we shouldn't criticize him.
Okay.
I guess we should just accept it.
We should just, what, throw them a party and...
It's just incredible.
Applaud their efforts
now,
at
old,
disinformation.
Yeah. Now, old Greg Zemanski on his site, and we're working on something. We're not going to disclose it right this minute. But his latest sensationalistic headline is Dungeon Vatican Rituals at Satan's Altar was how Joanna, born into the Illuminati, spent her childhood days
deep in the bowels of hell.
Oh my God. I mean, Greg Zemanski, the same guy that said that Texas City, Texas was under the threat of an imminent nuclear attack. He's the one pushing the Bush-Cheney indicted. Uh-huh. And this stuff is getting so far-fetched that basically, since Tom Flacco and his cabal have become so discredited, it's like Zemanski now.
Well, Zemanski even came out and wrote an article kind of defending Flacco, giving Flacco a forum to say, well, it was a mistake. It was my webmaster's fault that this stuff came out. I really didn't mean to publish that. No, the whole article was just written, though, right?
Yeah, exactly. Now, there's also a man named Michael who lives out in California, and he wrote us a letter, and he says, why don't you guys start trying to work with 911truth.org? Now, they're a good website. They're trying to get the truth out.
And we love when people write stuff like that to us.
So here's what I wrote to Michael. I says, okay, why don't you contact these guys at 911truth.org?
Particularly Nicholas Levis.
Nicholas Levis, David Kubiak, Kyle Hentz, and say, hey, those folks, why don't you work with those folks at Wing TV, and everyone can be a big, happy family, and we'll get the 911 truth out there. So Michael writes to Nicholas Levis, and he lays this whole big thing out. Oh, we should all be working together. And I said, well, you know, we tried to work with these people years ago until we realized that they're nothing but gatekeepers and phonies and containers. So he tries to contact Nicholas Levis, doesn't hear anything back from him. So I said, okay, Mike, try again. Send him another email, okay? So...
what are you, a cheerleader?
So finally, well, you know, we're just here, Lisa, to try to help. You know, we're just here to try to help. So anyways, on Sunday, February 5th, I guess that'd be yesterday, Michael writes back to us and he says, hi, Victor. Still no word from Nicholas Levis. Perhaps you were right about him at 911truth.org. I am very disappointed and I stand corrected. Now, you know what the best part of this is?
Yeah, he found out for himself.
Yeah. Well, the best part, though, is that since there's this new 9/11 Scholars for Truth organization group, 911truth.org is now...
Defunct.
They're no longer needed. They're so outdated. They're so viewed.
Well, let's see how many of the losers for 911truth.org start sidling up to the scholars for 911 Truth and trying to worm their way in there. Let's see if it gets co-opted. I hope it doesn't.
911truth.org is now so discredited that it no longer matters. They're not on the radar screen anymore. They are kaput. And you know what? I couldn't be happier because these people did nothing for 4 years except try to hold back all of the real 9/11 researchers' efforts.
And OKC Truth as well.
Yeah, oh, exactly. Don't even get us started on that one. So there's so much more. There's actually another real good-hearted person that wrote us about last Friday's show, and he says, well, you know, instead of saying go in and bomb Israel, who we say is the real enemy, he says, why don't we do two things? Why don't we abolish the Federal Reserve, and why don't we just completely pull out of the Middle East? Well, the problem, Lisa, is that who's running the money in the Federal Reserve? Wouldn't it be people from Israel, the Zionists?
I think so.
And who has the most vested interest in keeping the United States in the Middle East to do their dirty work? Mm-hmm. Again, the Zionists.
Somebody else emailed us, too, and made a really good point, and we ran out of time on Friday's show. I wish we could have brought it up, too, that the same people who control the dollar control the euro.
Yeah, oh, exactly. And see, we're going to confront this issue in subsequent articles. I mean, people think this series is over. Well, we still have five more on the Iranian oil bourse this week, plus then one big crescendo ending next Monday. So, yeah, we're going to get to that, and don't think we've overlooked that, because we realize that the same people who control the dollar control the euro. So, I mean, this will all come out. So, anyway, a lot of news today. A lot of things going on in not only the world, but the alternative media.
It looks like we're seeing some scrambling and shifting around over at GCN once again.
That's right. So until tomorrow, keep your eyes open because there's a lot going on.
See you all then.
No nukes at the Super Bowl! No nukes at the Super Bowl! No nukes at the Super Bowl!
Come on, Daryl. Time to tell the truth now.
No nukes at the Super Bowl! No nukes!